Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Participative Stewardship. A meditation for Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant too, he said, 'You, take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by, he said, 'Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.' After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith. Grant that I may participate more fully in building your kingdom in my heart, home, and society. Encountering Christ. 1. Which king to serve? In this parable, the disposition of the appointed king's compatriots was one of rejection, disdain, and pride. They could not accept that this man of noble birth from a foreign country would rule over them. Pride blinded them to the possibilities of participating in the development of their own kingdom. But if they did not serve this new king, who would they serve? Themselves? This is the question we should ask ourselves. Which king do I serve? The temporal king, who may promise immediate gratification, or an eternal king, who invites a privileged participation in the building of his kingdom? 2. Investment. Notice how the king offered 10 servants a quantity of money to invest while he was away. His command was simple: engage in trade with these until I return. It was not even their own money. That is stewardship. We need to recognize that all we receive is a gift to be invested in building up the kingdom of God. What is the attitude of our heart in relation to our possessions? Do we receive and give them as gifts to be wisely used for an intentional purpose? Do we hoard anything out of fear of losing it? Do we gratefully recognize that we are stewards of all that we possess, and thus joyfully participate in the great task of the King to reign over all with charity and mercy? In the end, stewardship is rewarded justly. 3. Going up to Jerusalem. After Jesus spoke these words, he went up to Jerusalem. Up is both a literal and figurative movement. To get to Jerusalem, from whichever direction you enter, you have to go up due to the city's altitude. But figuratively, Jesus also went up in the sense of moving toward the Father's will. He was a steward of the kingdom, and his investment was to be his life. He set his face toward that destiny and intentionally went to meet it. His full participation in the life and desire of the Father brought about a true establishment of the eternal kingdom here on earth. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, may your kingdom come through my collaboration in the gifts with which you bless me. Help me to be a wise investor of my time, talents, and treasure. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect upon the use of my time as a talent given to me to build your kingdom.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.